course. Poiskim Zmaneinu called Claire discuss if you're allowed to use baby wipes in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Shaila is to use baby wipes in Shabbos and Yom Tov for babies and for adults. Maybe that's called baby wipes, but also some adults use them. We'll see the halacha has changed. Some of the poskim are mechalek in between babies and not babies. And this shaila be'etzem is a big shaila in the poskim. A big shaila in the poskim. Rabbi Eliashiv, very stark against it. Yisrael Yanke Fisher, very stark against it. And this is das rov poskim, that you're not allowed to use baby wipes in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The lashon of the poskim is, it's good for weekday. It's the lashon of Eliashiv. It's good for weekday. Le'umas them. In the old Shmira Shabbos, in Perik Yudalet Seif Lamed Gimel, it was printed that you're allowed to use baby wipes in Shabbos if you don't squeeze it to try to take out the liquid out of it. We'll see later that Shmira Shabbos was Choyzer Bayim, and the new Shmira Shabbos, he fixed it. A lot of people don't realize the fix. I'll explain exactly, and I'll say soon what he told me exactly to say over tonight in his name, what he holds about it. But before I mamshich, I want to say 10 years ago in 5 months, I said over a shiur on baby wipes. It's the last time that I said a shiur on baby wipes. And I went over the shittas, Rabbi Eliashiv shita, that it's also more poskim that it's also. I explained what the Shmir Shabbos brings down b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, that it's mutter. I for sure said that it's kedai to be machmir. But I said also that it's dodim of some people that hold that it's mutter. In the middle of the week, I got a phone call from my mother, and she told me, I heard that you said this week a shir on baby wipes. I said, yeah. And you said that Rabbi Eliashiv Aser is this, and you said that Shmuel Zalman Heuerbach holds that it's mutter. I don't understand you, my son. It's a shaila from the Deiraise. You're telling people that maybe it's mutter? I'm asking and you keep it aim to say again that shir. Playing with Deiraises? Why do you have to say such a shir? To tell people that it's a tzadri allowed to? And it's over on Seichet and Dash? My son, I don't need you to do such things. So from then, I didn't say a shir on that. For 10 years I kept my mouth quiet because of this kibbudim. I never said that shir. But lemaise teirei velilmoed ani tzorich, and everyone has to know what to do lemaise. And things change a little bit. And Shmir Shabbos himself was chayzer that it's aser. So I want to go over to learn the inyan. Also the Orcha Shabbos written down, the whole Tshuva Le'isul. It came out mamish in that time of the Shir, a couple of weeks before. And I want to go over the Tzdodim Le'isul, the Tzdodim Le'heter, and maybe to give some echatimtzes if some people want to use it, how to do it. But again, if someone leaves in the middle, it's usul. I don't want Chas v'Sholem first to be machshel someone on Isur Deraisa and to be nichshel on Kibudim. So if someone leaves before he hears the end of Shir, no one has to stay. But if someone leaves, don't use baby wipes. If you stay, maybe you'll have a chetimtze to use. But if you want to leave now, abanem tzachon, that is also to use baby wipes. It's two sugyas. It's two sugyas that we have to go duch if we want to learn the sugya of baby wipes. We'll try to learn the sugya to mevayr the inyan and then to come out la halacha lemaisa. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, it's a Gemara in Ksuvas Davov, Mesuchreise de Nazarte, Zayte, Osu lehotko b'yoyim etovo. What is it? Person has a barrel full with wine. Chovis melor yain. Rashi says, and the way the wine came out was a nekev, was a hole inside the chovis. From that nekev, the wine came out. And the way it was, they took like bloy b'godim, clothes, and they closed it. When they wanted to take out the wine, they pulled out. When they didn't want to take, when they wanted the clothes, and they put back the clothes inside. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to put it back. You're not allowed to do it in Yontif and Shabbos. Why? So before we explain why, there's mevur in the Gemara that you're not allowed to. Why? There's mevur in the Gemara like this. Is the isu to be soichet b'godim and Shabbos? I don't know the word in English, to soichet, squeeze. It's not exactly the right word, but that's what they use. Squeeze, you can squeeze a lot of things. It's not soichet. What? Oh, it's the best of this. I can't say it. So, is the isu lischoit b'godim b'Shabbos? You're not allowed to be soichet, to squeeze clothes in Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to be soichet begodim in Shabbos? There's two reasons. One reason, meleches melabed. It's isur kibus, laundry. When you take out the liquid out of the clothing, you're rinsing the clothing. It's a kind of way, when a person makes a wash, one of the systems of the wash is, when you squeeze out the water, then the dirty water goes out, and how it becomes clean? Clothes is dirty, you put water, it becomes clean. The water goes inside, the dirt sticks to the water, and it comes out. This is the way you take out the dirt from the clothes. Meleches melabe. There's another isur. It's called isur schita. It's told to the dash. Mefarik. Like you're not allowed to take grapes and turn them to become grape juice in Shabbos. It's called soichet. It's an isu to squeeze out the water out of the clothing. It's meleches schita. So we have two meloches when you take out liquid out of begodim in Shabbos. You have meleches melaben and you have meleches soichet. Ledas rov harishonim, and this is the ikara aloche, melaben is only in water. Melaben is only in water. If it's not water, it's not a melaben. And with grape juice, there's no melaben. You're not making it cleaner, the opposite. This is das rov rishonim. Chutz from the Ramban. The Ramban learns, even with grape juice, the marshal, you're taking out some dirt. Le'umas then, the second meloche, meleches soichet, mefarik dash, lefi all of the rishonim exists in all different kind of liquids, right? Chutz from the Ramban. The Ramban says, no shaychas. Dash is shaykh in grapes. I squeeze the grapes, and the grape juice comes out. Why? Because the grape juice was created inside the grapes. On a mushroom, when you milk a cow, the milk was inside the cow. It's the place of it. The place of it. The rabbi that I'm mad to the wives are trying to stop the shit. So the grapes, the grape juice was created inside the grapes. So when you squeeze it out the grapes, this is dash, mimokim giduloi. The milk is inside the cow, this is the mokim of the milk. You milk the cow, dash. The grape juice was never inside the clothes. It was not created inside the clothes. It's visiting inside the clothes. So when you take it out, it's not called dash. We don't paskin like the Ramban, and we hold it as meleches dash, even in grape juice out of a clothes. So again, we have two meleches. Odo mitzad melaben, odo mitzad dash. Mefarek, schite. If it's mitzad melaben, it's only in water. Chutz from the Ramban, then it's in everything. But meleches dash. So we have a beged, and it has full of grape juice, and you squeeze out the grape juice. Lefi the Ramban, it's melaben. Lefi us, it's dash. One more halacha that we have to know, dash is only chayev if the grape juice doesn't go le'ibud. But if it goes le'ibud, it's not dash. Or le'moshel. Even if you squeeze a grape into food, it's no disha. Because it became weiter food. Melaben will be. Because the beggar becomes clean. So if you have a beged, l'moshe, you squeeze him into food. So it's melaben yo'ever, it's dash, you're not over. But if you're moshe, you have grape just inside the beged, and you squeeze the beged, melaben is not shayach, only mitzad dash. If it goes on the floor, there's no dash. Even so, as a din, that dash le'ibud is also midarabonon. L'moshe, you have a cow, you're not allowed to milk a cow in Shabbos. You know, the cow is suffering terribly if you don't milk her. So what they do is, you know, it's a soil in the Mehadrim Kashris, they milk le'ibud. They put salt or something in the bottom of the machine with the milk. And v'mele, the milk goes le'ibud. Because if it's milked in Shabbos, it's Ma'aseh Shabbos. It's in the Mehadrim milk. After we know these klalim, if Hilchis Shabbos, we'll go back to learn the sugya of Misichrista de Nazaita. We're not allowed to squeeze the cloth inside the hole of the chavis mitzad isu. What is the isu? What is the isu? It's grape juice inside the chavis with wine. You're putting a cloth inside the hole, and it's squeezing it out the cloth. And it's squeezing it out the cloth. So what happens? What melocha yoiva? Why it's also to put the besichrisa de nazaita? You're not allowed to put the cloth inside. Velcha melocha yoiva by putting the cloth inside? What melocha yoiva? But try to think. Melaben, it's only with water. Dash, tzaylech le'ibud. Tzaylech le'ibud. So what is the isu? So Rabbi Nutan b'Sefer HaYosher comes and he says the Isur is boine. Maybe he will decide to leave it inside. So we're not learning how the Isur is boine. So if Rabbi Nutan not going to get to us now. The Rashbo said, the Gemara is talking that there's a kli in the bottom that chaps the drips. Anyway, people have a kli. Because you know, when you have a chavis, old fashioned, that you just close it with a piece of cloth, when you open it, the first thing it starts to drip, right? So under they had like a little base kibble that chapped every drop. So when you squeeze it in, it's not a lich le'ibud. The Ran says, no, Avada is no Isur Kibus. And it's Hoylech Le'ibut. But it's also with the Rabbonon. You ask me why I have to tell you the Ran holds that it's also with the Rabbonon. I told you before that Seichet Le'ibut is also with the Rabbonon. You're not allowed to milk a cow in Shabbos. Mahadrin don't do it. Even Le'ibut, you only do it with Mokim Tzal. But it's time to milk. Shalev Mokim Tzal, you're not allowed to. With the Rabbonon, it's also to milk even Le'ibut. So why here I have to say that the Ran said that Bgodim Shedarkim Bekach, it's also with the Rabbonon. Why it doesn't say like you're not allowed to milk Le'ibut, this is also. The answer is because when you milk a cow, you're planning to milk the cow. You're miskaven. Here you be'etzem ain't a miskaven. You want to close the Mesechisa de Nazaita. But the Ran says it's a Isur de Rabbonon. So I want to again repeat the Ran, because the Ran is one of the main things that we will have to know when we go into the argument and the Shaila is if you're allowed to use baby wipes in Shabbos or not. Again, we had a Shaila, why you're not allowed to put the cloth inside the Mesechisa de Nazaita? You're not melabin because it's grape juice, it's not water. You're not dash because it's Eilech Le'ibut. Rabbi Natam said, Boine, the Rashba said, we're talking in a case that it's not Eilech Le'ibut. But the Ran says it's also in the Rabbonon because Shkevon Shedere Schite. Bebgodim, it's also in the Rabbonon even if you're not Mechavin. Be'etzem, every dash Le'ibut is also in the Rabbonon. But there, you're Mechavin to be dash. You want to milk the cow. Here you're trying just to close it. The Ramban says, no, it's not dash. I said dishes only in grapes and milk. Cloth full with grapes is no dash. So the Ramban, yeah, but I hold that it's melaben. It's an isu melaben even the grape juice. These are the four shittas. How we paskin la aloche? We paskin la aloche besimen shin chof besoifo. It's a very hard shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch brings down at the end of shin chof. Just read it, I'm not going into the protim. Long shulchan aruch, seif ches. Chov is shepkoke bepkak shel pishton. Listo im hanekev. This is mesichrisa den azayta. Yesh mi shematir. Vehu shelo iye tachtov kli. It's the Rashba. That the whole Isur is only if it's a kli. Why? Because there's no kli. Ein enene beschita. Ave psikresha delay nichalei vemuto. וכל קולו, ואומרו, דאב אגב דלי ניחלי, כיוון הפסיקרי שהוא עושו. והיו לו מהגים בהתר. And the Mishnebura says, and they know you get it, even if it's a kli. וישליש למויד עליהם סחוס, שכיוון שהבר זה ארוק החוץ לנוירס, עצמותו. ויש לגמגם, טוב להניגם, שלא יהיה כלי תחס החוביס בשור שפויקק עם הנקד. If there's no kli under the, so you're allowed to. So there's a big shaila how we pass it. Lemaisa, the tamtis apsak is that if it's not hoylech le'ibut, we don't close the sachrisa and the nazaita because then you dash. If there's no kli under it, you're allowed to stuff it because it's hoylech le'ibut. But we choishes to the Ran, that the Ran said that it's derech schita bekach, that it's also. But because it's not a psikreisha, because it's barze aruka, not every time when you squeeze it, something comes out, memele it's mutter. So if I want to say the maskone of the Shulchan Aruch, what is legea to us, we pass him b'sachrisa den azayta, a shmata that has grape juice inside, if the grape juice is going to be collected, also. If it's not going to be collected, it's mutter when it's not for sure that grape juice will come out, it's a barze aruka. Mistam 98% that grape juice will come out, but there's a percentage that it will not come out. These are the halachas, tamtis halachas, that we have to know before we go to our sugya. We'll come to start to speak about baby wipes. And again, I want to explain to you why some people, somebody even told me from a chashur of in America that was matter, I don't believe it. I was trying to get hold of him. Mamish still we walked down. About the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa, Till I speak to him himself, I can't believe that he was matir, so I don't mention his name even. Because chas v'sholem, that would come at the kol etachas yodim. But I want to explain why, for a while, people thought that it's mutter, and why the shir of 10 years and 5 months, we explained it's dodim of the heter. Then we'll explain why it's not relevant. But I want to explain, but chas v'sholem, not that someone will take out the heter from here. But our masber is very close. It's not even the heter, then it's not even the yisur. We have a baby wipe. A baby wipe. You want to use a baby wipe in Shabbos. Baby wipes, when they started to be done, they were done from a kind of paper. And people wanted to use them in Shabbos. What was the shaila? What is the melochus that could be also and a baby wipe? The issue that could be in baby wipe is liquid inside the baby wipe that will come out when I wipe the baby or when I wipe myself, but we'll speak about on the baby because so when I'm using the baby wipe to wipe the baby, some liquid will come out of the baby wipe. I'm called Seichet. I'm called Seichet. And we will have to start declare Mitzad Melaben, because here liquid white, not grape juice, comes out, and Mitzad Dash. Mitzad Melaben, everyone decided that it's not called Melaben. To take a baby wipe and to clean dirty things with it, it's the opposite of Melaben, yeah? It doesn't become not clean at all. You can't call it melaben, even that maybe the first reaction of the water coming up, it's a cheftz of a melacha that is not melaben, and hiskimu v'nimnu kulam, that mitzav melaben medaf mishklev. Yeah, I think this is poshut, even to the baby, yeah? It's nishke melaben, it's nishke melaben. It's kol kulay derech lichluch, it's not called melaben. And also some say when something is clean completely, it's also not melaben, some shit is whole. So, if a zeh bite before it's dirty, it's also clean. So be'etzem, the reason we have to aser the baby wipe is mitzad dash. Maybe we don't have dash, but we pass like all the rishonim that we have dash. So the reason we have to aser the baby wipe is mitzad dash. In Sefer Oichel Shabbos, Chelik Aleph, page Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet Kuf Ayin Hei, explained that it's not called Hoylech Le'ibut. You want the liquid to come out of the baby wipe to clean yourself, and he's happy that it's coming out. So it's a real dish, Melocha Deiraisa. So we will start. Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso. In the original Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, the lashon was Yesh Mokoi לחוקל ולקנח תינוק או לנהג בספונים הידיים וממחתות לחות what they call baby wipes ובלבד שלא יסחת בידיים מסמטפחס וגם לא יקנח בחויזק כי עוז במעשה הוא לא יסחת על נויזלים ולא כן אין בזה איש לא סחית. So this was really the Moker for the aloha baby wipes. Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso per Yudalad aloha lamezayin. I think in Chelek Aleph it was aloha Yudalad in the old Madura. But this was the words that were written down. You're allowed to. From that, everyone came and the bottom is Mitzayim Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. And he written down why. The liquid doesn't come out from the baby wipe. the liquid is laying on top of the baby wipe. The baby wipe is made, it's not dry. A good baby wipe is a very light layer of liquid on top of the baby wipes. When you wipe yourself, that liquid is coming to you, so you're not taking him out from inside. It's laying on top of it. And even if maybe something will come out, it's not a secretion. It's not a secretion. The Pnine Amoyer, Rav Yadler, sent Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach a letter that because of this thing that you written in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, שמעתי שדאס מורון זל שמותו להשתמש במטפח הסלוחויס כלא אמר מטפוח לסנייר דקות חד פעמיות baby wipes and laws and צטויפי החמנס להתחיה ואין בזה סחיטה. This what you write down? I heard, שמעתי, that from this Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso people came out and said that you're allowed to use baby wipes in Shabbos. And I told him, Rav Shlomo Zalman never meant it. And he said to him, what did he not discover to that? He only meant a little bit. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings the raya from Hilchos Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to rinse your face. But you're allowed to take a towel that you wiped yourself before you perfume Yom Kippur and to put it on your eyes. But to do away baby wipe, I'm sure you never meant. This is what he writes in the letter of Shlomo Zalman, yeah? Well, to twist it, yeah? Shlomo Zalman says, "Beni rotu veni mesupik." I have a suffix. Maybe, even if he uses the baby, and he has a das, that the water will come out, it's not also mitzad dash. Why? He says, it's oilech le'ibut, where the liquid is going into. Into the shmutz. This is hoilech le'ibud, it's not dash. It's not dash. Hochesh, gam ha'niyor, gam ha'mayim, gam ha'meluchlach, everything it throws to the garbage. It's not called dach. Efshor she'ein ze doyme le'mefarek. It's not called mefarek. So he doesn't give up, and he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, yesh le'oir al zeh. There's a different letter in Shmira Shabbos, and Tzitz Eliezer, it's brought down, when someone takes a shot in Shabbos, you said not to take the cotton and to dip it with this water that, you know, that cleans. Alcohol. Not to do it and then to do that, because you soich it. So l'chur, he also has to be awesome. And why? Because if I want the water, it's not called Eilech Le'ibut. I want the water. Shmuzam goes weiter. Yeshmokum Le'ima. B'mefarik shu told the dash. Tzorich li'ir shemefarik kedei li'ishtamesh. Ve'loi she'apiru kiwa ishtamshes. Here, he's not trying to get liquid. He tries to remove the pieces of dirt that are stuck on the baby. And the way it works, the water comes out and he removes it. And he's not taking out water. He has a bottle of water. He's rinsing the kid. And the baby wipe is a package for the water. A gallon for the water. It's the af, the moitzitz bepedik moros. Shechnoch says you're not allowed to suck a grape. Or you're not allowed to suck from an animal. Ganeach yoinik shahosu. Shaini osom shumah meshoises hamashke. A man, shahakel kol miyat, habalu ayachad ima shebachutz. Ulay ein ze schach shel dishe. Ulay inyan hazeh, I'm makir toi, I could be asking a stirrer from the cotton. I like your question on myself. You're asking good for myself. How I asked the cotton, yeah, so it's a good question. Yeah, so he says, oh, pshati, that, so it means that the mice, he says also, that's what he's trying. Explain. So he meant that it's also, yeah, well, he likes the kasha. That's what he's trying. Ein bo kavanos, mashma de masikli isu. So, that is mamshich. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, before the new chelik came out, was tikunim v'yisofes. It was called Shmir Shabbos chelikim v'tikunim v'yisofes, v'yisof shmizam v'noyabach. And he writes there, v'shmizam like this. And that aloch of baby one. Hoil v'im lo yisoychet lo yotze shum ha-moshus, v'av im yoytzik tzaz ein ze psikreishet. Ach efshar lo dun, shegam im usoychet u'menagev b'choyzek ha-tinuk, וכיוון שהניר והניסחת הלוקול הולך לאיבוד לא נשאר כי עם ריח בלבד שאין בו ממש אפשר דאין זה די מכלל למפרק אך בכל מקום זה די מלניגו בצמר גפן שכוסעתי במקום אחד שעושו then he writes down וברצוי לי להוסיף שאף שחליבו להפסד עושו מדרבונו וחושב דש סלחו אין הכנה מהם סייג את סוילך לאיבוד אבל let it to be also like you're not allowed to milk a cow on Shabbos even if you're pouring the milk straight you hold the cow and you're pouring it straight on the floor אפשר בפני שום people see the milk spills on the floor it goes לאיבוד but they see milk spritzing out שרק נפסד אחר כך על הקרקע מה שאין כאן כאן כשהדישה מתחילה והצויף לאיבוד באילו מאין זה דישה מגזר on the bottom like משבור says even you're not allowed to suck a grape but if you put the grape inside your mouth and you suck it it's not a problem of דישה why? it's not דישה if you learn the sugars and Shabbos the Gemara says you have a pickle and you want to eat the pickle it's full with liquid and you squeeze out the pickle you're allowed to the Gemara says Yeah, why? Kvoshim. Because you don't want the liquid. You're trying to fix the fruit. Ayat sepsikreshe. Rishonim say, no, it's not called dash. It's called fixing. Dash is trying to get out what you, the liquid. Here you're fixing the pickle. So we see, kvoshim says, sochtom legufam. So we see that in disha, not everything is considered disha. It's derech disha. This is not a derech disha. So this was the first heter of Reb Shlomo Zalman be'etzem, even if you really want. Now Reb Shlomo Zalman himself says that the ma'aseh in katan ya'asud amol, and he doesn't want to be matirit. Mikol v'koim, the Shmir Shabbos, when he brought it down, he didn't say Reb Shlomo Zalman is matir if you mechaven, but if you have a baby wipe and the liquid is on top, and you don't want the liquid to come out, so it's a suffix psikresh if it will come out or not, So the mele it's mutter, because even if it will come out, Reb Shlomo Zalman is not supposed that it's also. Then the Shmir Shabbos explained to me more from that. The Ocha Shabbos yells why he doesn't want it to come out. It's called nichale. Why are we saying it's loy nichale? He says when people wipe themselves and wipes the derech klal, they don't want the liquid to come out, because if the liquid comes out from the paper. Drips could start to drip, run around, you know, like a little drop could run on the foot. It's made very neat that it will not come out. So why they fill it up with liquid? Because if there will be no liquid inside, the liquid outside will dry. The way is, it's filled with liquid inside, so the liquid outside is laying a liquid inside, so he stays outside. They didn't find it a way to do a baby wipe that is dry inside and wet outside, yeah? So what they have is like little packages, little holes, we'll get to them later, full balloons, they're full with liquid, inside the baby wipe. Then in between that lines is also liquid, and then there's liquid around it. What we feel when we touch is the liquid around it. When that liquid dries up, if you squeeze, you will get more liquid from inside. But it's not made that when you want to squeeze it, you will have more liquid managing to come out from the wipe. More from that. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tied it. It's only a paper. Reb Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Beis says, you're allowed to take a paper, put it in water, and wipe yourself in Shabbos. Because ain't derech schita bekach. The Gemara says, it's ain't schita ba'oich. Make it oich, it's ain't schita ba'oich. So if ain't schita b'ayir, ain't schita b'niyo. What is the difference? Ayir is one piece. Paper is one piece. These things is like a paper. It's one piece. Another Rambam Shemazam brought down from that aloche, ve'etzim, that it's not called that he wants the liquid coming out. Like in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wipe yourself. B'meile, mikoyach all of these aloches, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso was stating all of the times that if you're not mechaven lo hitzimayim and it's hoylech lehibud, b'meile, it's not a psikreisha and it's paper. And it's letzeirich cotton, be'iker. The Moshel Rav Ozner and Shuvah and Chelek Ches says that letzeirich cotton be'etzim you wanted to be matir. If you're not mechamel, you see the water. And it's not a psikreishen, it's letzeirich cotton. Why? Rav Ozner explained, because lemaise, maybe it's a isur de rabbanon. We saw in the barze, it's only mutter. So he says, yeah, but cotton is called a choyle. Choyle she'em be'sakone. Isu the rabbanon psikreishen do einichalei, sabi psikreishen do einichalei. So Rav Ozner wanted to be matir letzeirich cotton. Milchas Yitzchak says, for sure not for a gadol, maybe for a cotton. So be'etzem, this was the heter that was going around when baby wipes started. Some rabbonim were matir baby wipes and smach of this. Even that be'etzem, Shlomo Zalman said, maybe even if you have a kavone, avadei chas v'sholem, if you have a kavone le'edye, no one wanted to be matir. The Shmir Shabbos never wanted. Shlomo Zalman himself said not to. But when you don't have a kavone, and you're not planning to squeeze it out, and you're planning to use it without squeezing it out, it's only a sofek psikreishen, maybe something will come out. B'chei gavne, b'tziruv, that it's paper, and it's called Heilich Le'ibud, so it's a suffix, p'reishe de le'nichalei, and even Isu de Rabbanon could be as no Isu de Rabbanon, because it's ein der schita b'kach. Moshe says, and Begin, the Ran said that it's also, because der schita b'kach, so it's also mit de Rabbanon. But baby wipes, that was paper, it was no Isu. This was the reason. People will matter baby wipes. And when you hear this Bashkofa Rishoyna, it doesn't sound so bad. It doesn't sound so bad. The Poiskim that wanted the Aser, and this is the Iker Hapsak, they said, first, it's not true. People want that the liquid will come out of the baby wipe. They claim, especially in the baby clad, it's written down on the package, you know, it has all different lists, like all different vitamins. I don't know if they're really there or not. It says vitamin B, C, D, and for against itch and all these little things. So be'etzem, it's meant that all of these things will come out and make good for the kid. The skin will not be imitated, all different zachen. Some say that it's enough in the outside layer. But the Ashgoche Rubin has a sefer. There also he says that Metzius says, they claim it's a psik reisha. Every time when you use a baby wipe, only if you pad yourself maybe. But when you wipe a baby, every time. They're not masking, it's called Heilich Le'ibu. This is called the best thing, I'm using it to clean myself. No shaykh is a swallow from Shemazam and Ayabach. Reb Moshe was matir paper. They claim Reb Moshe was only matir. This is what Reb Ruben Feinstein says. Reb Moshe was only matir hard paper. Like you know, in America, you go to this, they give you this round toilet paper, yeah, all these places, yeah. This is what Reb Moshe spoke about. That taka it's kedai to soak because if not, the taka. And that Reb Moshe said. But a tissue or something that reserves water inside, that's what the Moshe called. You wipe yourself with paper, you're allowed to. I'm trying to explain. Not the Moshe meant someone will take a newspaper. The Moshe spoke in a hard paper. Everyone knows, all the Moses. I remember when I was there in America when I was young. Yeah, it's all going to have these sort of hard papers, yeah? And that hard paper, as the Moshe says, is no schid. doesn't go inside. It's like oil. But when you have a tishon, all these things that are made really like material, avadas no hetter. Not only that, the Metzius says that 95 or 98% of baby wipes today are made from material. They're not made anymore from paper. And not made from synthetic things. Are made from cotton, etc. They claim that the synthetic things are like be'etzem, like oil. Be'etzem goes to something that we're not going into lenses. If you're allowed to put to wash your lenses in Shabbos or not. The Heidegger poskim are very much against it. Shabbos Zalman was more matir. They claim soicha, the same thing. You rub it. The people that are matir say, no, beged, it goes inside. Here, you're right that that little lens that you have has places for liquid inside, but like a person has a bag of water. I get the mashal, I have a bag. You don't have to pour out the water. Dash. If you know, if you take a computer today and take a piece of material and you blow it, you see every place that the water is in like a little bag. Water doesn't park inside the cloth, inside towels. Every place that the water is parking inside the towel, in the material is a little bag. And that bag has water inside. Doesn't stop the water goes inside the towel where somewhere. Today you just blow it up a million times, you see hundreds of little bags. So this is the shaila. The shaila is the baby wipe is really built in the same way that every piece of material is built. Even the paper ones. This is the reason it collects the water inside. Shmir Shabbos says, Chazal, he said that if you check the material, the truth is they checked even oil, letter, it's also, even Chazal says, no, seichet ba'oil, same thing, the water goes in the bags, they're also, it's all bezach be'etzim. Memele, they claim like this, while it's psik reisha, it's not nechshav hoylech leibud. Rav Moshe was only matter and hard paper. The paper today is mamish like material. And lemaisa today, most of the baby wipes are not paper anymore. Bemele, they want to answer it. They want to say that val it's derech lischoit et avada biyosu mit rabbonah. B'meile, came the Shmir Shabbos kilchoso, and he told me b'zeh alosh. Everything what he was matir, with all of the Reb Shlomo Zalman's was, because he was soymech at the Reb Moshe of paper. But a baby wipe that is not made from paper, osur legamri. He's taking back his heter and he's moving to the tzad of the oisim. And in the Nushmir Shabbos, the blue one, that came out, I want to read it. People don't realize, I think that it had to be. Yesh mokoim lehokel velekaneach tinoik o lenage besaponim bimimchatot lachot, means baby wipes, and here is the brackets. Eilu asuyim inil, the ones that are made from paper. Veloy mibad, but not from material. It's like a mark. Is that a mark question? I don't know how it goes. Yeah. Ubilvad shelo yischot beyodayim. If you do it beyodayim, it's awesome. So he says, what I was matir is paper, not material. Yeah, so my time is to say it's also, and say in brackets, if you have papers, it's mutter. Yeah? So then everything, he's not masking. Fault. He wants some people to have a mistake. I'm not getting it klo. But he told me to say klo also. So the one that everyone claimed, Olcha Shabbos says that after he explained to Rav Shlomo Zalman the Matziv, Rav Shlomo Zalman was chayzabai. This is what he heard. They went to argue with Rav Shlomo Zalman. He brings out Olcha Shabbos in the back. V'shomanu she'achri she'dibarnu yisoy osu. He brings out Rav Ozna writes them a letter that after we heard what you said, from now on I hold that it's osu. Why they didn't raise the Shevet Halevi, I don't know exactly. Yeah? They reprinted. He's not a chwestish. Genoid. Why doesn't say lemaisa also? Yeah. Well, if so, he's living. It's not that he's not living. Yeah. Someone is learning chalek ches, thinks that it's mutter, that it's also. Mikol mekoyim. Maybe the later ma'adurs, they fixed it already. So Rabbi Yashiv, Rav Vozner, Shmuel Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos. Shmuel Shabbos says Shmuel Zalman was never choiser. But Mikol mekoyim, he says himself, Shmuel Zalman told him only paper. Even in Moira Shabbos, it's medayik. And when Shmuel Zalman writes them that it's mutter, he starts Benior ani mesuper k'shulei zemuter. Why Shmuel Zalman said the word Nior? Nira she'iskaven le'reboishim. So the Moira Shabbos is medayik, a word of the Shmuel Shabbos, Shmuel Zalman. It looks like Teirdik. But the Shmir Shabbos says that Shmir Zalman told him that it's only in paper. So what would be if someone wants to use a baby wipe? Now we know that all of the Gedolim that I know say that it's also. So I heard there's one person that is Matthew, but it's hard to say so. So if someone wants to use a baby wipe, what is the Eitz? So, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says, and this is what my mother doesn't let me to say, that if you have a paper baby wipe, you're allowed to. In Eretz Yisrael, you could buy as one package that is paper. You know how you know that you're allowed to? It says on it, you're allowed to throw it into the toilet. Every baby wipe, you're not allowed to. I don't know if you know, but you're not allowed to throw it into the toilet. I have every week the interiors with the baldiras, with the bochum that throw it in. Yeah? Because it blocks it, because it's not paper, so also it doesn't, it floats, it doesn't go down, and also it doesn't get destroyed with the time. Paper, with the time and water, even if it blocks the system.
Flushables, good? America, they have a lot of flushables.
I don't know, I didn't check it. Maybe if you could ask someone to send a package or two, and we'll check it. Yeah. This is a paper one or a flushable?
It's a flushable one.
And it's paper? I thought that every paper, it's the same idea. I can't say 100%, but it looks like it's okay. But again, this my mother doesn't let me to say that it's mutter. All of the poiskim hold that it's also. It's only the Shmir Shabbos asked to say in his name that it's mutter when it's paper. All of the poiskim hold that it's also. If it's not paper, so this one was Hashem, I'll try during the week to find out. Till next week, maybe we'll add this little Isofa, the Gabi, this American one. I don't know exactly. I have to check. Yosef, you will get us more information. The other Eitzah, the Shmir Shabbos, the Ocha Shabbos told me to say in his name, paper is Osu Legamre. Aim is a Sofa. And most of the Rabbonim and most of the Melaktim from Aleph Atof Aser, Shmir Shabbos wants to say that it's mutter, and maybe one brother in America. The second Eitzah that they bring down is if you pour water on the baby and then you do it with a baby wipe, Side the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa and Side the Ocha Shabbos told me it's not a problem at all. You pour water, Rubin from the Hechsher, Cook Rubin Mehadrin, he writes in his tshuva to pour water with soap. Because he says if not soap, you want the soap to come from the baby wipe. You know, all these bees and all these things that, I don't know if people are ready. He claims that it's Nichalei. I know. I think Bichlal, when you have that liquid, that little cum that comes out, doesn't make a difference. Legabi, but they say water is enough. Why? Because we said Be'etzem is no meloche. What is the meloche dishe? It's le nichale. So the other Torah says, no, it's nichale. I need some water. It's a hard piece stuck in the baby. I want a bit more water to make it. When it's water, when you pour water on the kid, he doesn't need no water. The reason you're using a baby wipe because it's a light cloth that doesn't scratch. Comfortable and not dry. But you don't want the water to go out of the baby cloth. You have enough water around. So b'chai gavne, you're allowed to use it like a tchila. So this is the eitzah. If a person needs to use a baby wipe, you pour water. I know some rabbonim want to even ask that. So if you're a machmir, you could use a paper one, or even this. And with water, this is lekatchila, to use these American ones with water, I feel very comfortable about. Paper ones for sure, even these Americans with water is okay. Without water, so I'm saying, without the Shmir Shabbos, it's also. Shmir Shabbos wants to be made through paper without water. Again, not to squeeze strong, and not to mechaven to take out the water. The moshel. There's another way to check. You take such a baby wipe today. Don't know how long ago you took it out of the package. A while, okay? These are real paper ones?
These are not paper.
Real ones. No, I'm saying you take Lamazong, you take this paper one, and you squeeze it. Very strong. Nothing came out. Yeah? What? No mamoshes. What I'm trying to explain. Could be b'chai gavna. You're right, the smell comes out. No, I want to explain. Then, it's easier to use them. And I want to explain. It's a halacha b'ilchis yom kippur. And this also the Shmir Shabbos told. That the Gemara says, if a person wants to wipe his eyes in yom kippur, not allowed to. So you take a towel, you wipe your hands before Yom Kippur, it's done. And Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do like this. Why? It's not called Seichet. It's not called Seichet. This is even Shulchan Aruch. If the baby wipe is in that level, that when you do it, it doesn't become wet, then it's mutter. It's even Shulchan Yom Kippur that you're allowed to do it. So I know as Israelis, the Moshe, that want to use baby wipes, what they do is before Shabbos, they open them, they squeeze them, and then they put them in a bag and they use them in Shabbos for the babies. Like one of the parents is in charge to open the diapers, the other one squeezes the baby wipes, and they're ready for Shabbos. Everyone, they say after they squeeze them, it's not a problem. So the shir I don't know, but the Moshe, if you take a baby wipe, you do like this. Everything came out already. It's nothing but coming out. Now you're doing it. It's not more from the Seif and Shulchan Aruch. It's not you're allowed to use. Again, stam to use it for an adult that doesn't need to, I think even with all of the teirim, not to touch it. Not to touch it. But I'm saying, Ben Hashem, all of you will have kids. You have to change a diaper. And it's a problem. Person says also, and then his mishpacha does averus. Person has to know the different eitzes that he has. So the mashal, the person says he's not sure when he squeezes it, how strong he has to squeeze it. Okay, so take a paper one. That is much lighter. Check that everything stack is squeezed enough, strong enough. I'm not sure. I see here nochalz epis is coming out here. I don't know exactly. You have to. But if when you see the metzia says nothing will come out when you squeeze it strong. So then it's not a problem. So there's three ways be'etzem to deal with the baby wipes. Once that nothing comes out already, be'etzem you're allowed to, so din shecholov, you have to check the metzias. People do that. Because the eager idea is, he wants to use something easy that doesn't scratch the kid, that feels comfortable on the kid. The other eitzah is, you pour water on it, and if you mark me, you on the baby, I mean.
And that's even with cloth.
What?
That helps even with cloth.
Yeah. That's no problem. Okay, you have enough liquid here. You don't want the liquid to come out. The Chaygav and the Be'ez Hashem will have the Siyata Dishmaya to pass in the right.
Can you talk to the baby wipes at the bottom of the package? The baby wipes at the bottom of the package are very wet.
I don't know. Some say it's awesome. Some say it's good. It smells the kind of the gun.
According to the fact, it's still water on the baby.
Water is untied close.